Blog Talk Radio.
All right. We got Big Ernie coming on here. Brother D, come on and get him out of here because this is his first show of the new year. So let's get him in here and let's get rolling.
First show of the year.
Yes,
amen,
sir.
Amen. Good evening, family. We're so glad to be back with you guys again. And we just want to whisper a word of prayer and tell God thank you for what he is doing in our lives and Brother Ernie and our race and our life. Amen. So we ask each and every last one of you, if you bow your heads, give God your heart, give God your ear and prayer along with us as we pray. Father God, we come before you this evening. Father, we come just to say thank you. We want to thank you, Father, how you brought us. You brought us all the way through 2023, and you allowed us to see and start a whole new year. And we just said thank you, Lord. Oh, that you bless us, Father. We thank you for bringing our brother through. We thank you for how you've kept him, how you've blessed his body to continue to be able to go in his mind and continue to do the things that he loved to do so well. Let's give and teach each and every day of his life about a game that we love. And, Father, we ask that if we don't do anything else, Father, that you just continue to keep him, continue to bless him, continue to guide him, give him a great portion of health and strength, that he will be able to continue to do what he loves to do for as long as he can. Father, we love you, Lord, and we truly place no one above you. And we just say yes to your word, Father, and yes to your way. We ask that you just guide us, Lord, bless the races as they start this year, that they will bless Brother Ernie by shopping with him, not just calling for information, but spending their dollars with him. Let him know that they love him in more ways than just the question that he can answer. He just loves us so much. He just gives his heart to us, Lord Jesus. And we just say thank you right now. Father, these blessed among men, and we ask you, your darling son, Jesus' name. And if our hearts say amen, amen, amen. And we truly thank God for Jesus. Brother Dog, back to you.
Appreciate it. Appreciate it. Yes, sir. Been to get ready to rock and roll. And I heard a big storm coming in. I'm closing up. I think Ernie will tell y'all about it. You better. Over next week. We're going to see the world here. Hold on to your breath. We'll be one of the blows up.
Now on the day I was born, the nurses all gathered round, and they gazed in wide wonder at the joy they had found. The head nurse spoke up, said, "Leave this one alone." She could tell right away that I was bad to the bone. Bad to the bone. Bad to the bone. Bad.
Hey, what's happening? It's 2024 and a quarter. Last year's gone, good riddance. I tell you, there's been a lot went on last year. But let's get those sponsors out of the way. Don't forget CompuGuard Nitrous Oxide Systems. If you need it, we got it. I don't know if y'all saw the video that Tony Bynes did about our anti-wheelie controller. I want to thank Tony for that. It was solicited. He bought a controller and put it on his car. First lap, that thing was straight up in the air, set it. Second time, it just sat there and hung about 1 foot all the way down the track. Cashed in, put the money in his pocket, and didn't even tear his car up. So if you need an anti-wheelie controller, we got them in stock. So just give me a call. CompuGuard Nitro Systems at 1-800-648-7687. 1-800-NITROUS. Renegade Racing Fuel. Daytona 1 Performance Petroleum Products. FTI Transmissions down in Florida. Don Kennedy Race Car Insurance. If you ain't got it, you ought to get it. And Lawyer Man. Because I tell you what, you know, he says it's covered 24/7 except for the starting line to the finish line. Well, if you're down here, we're supposed to be getting winds gusting 60 miles an hour. Cold weather, rain. No, this is going to be nasty. So if you had insurance with Don and something happened, tree fell over, something like that, hey, be insured. You know, those little things you don't think about until something like that happens, and you go, oh, Jesus Christ, did you hear about Johnny's tree fell on his rig, man, destroyed it, you know. Yeah, and he goes, yeah, but Johnny said he had insurance, and they wrote him a check for $100,000. Johnny's happy. Don't be a dick. Be a Johnny. Be happy. Okay, last year, a lot of turnout in racing. Of some terrible things happened in racing. We lost 6, if I'm not mistaken, or 7 national event tracks. That's a lot, guys. And then come December, everything's rocking along, and we lost, all of us lost heroes and friends in December. Schumacher, Hawaiian, Roland Leone. And it just looked like it was 5 in one day. It was just like, what the heck is going on? You know? So, you know, it was end of the year. Wasn't so good. They brought a lot to racing. We all garnered information off of it. We enjoyed it. And in your own way, we all followed them. Whether you was a kid buying a Hot Rod magazine, somebody doing a Pro Stock magazine, any of that type, Speed, all that stuff. We all knew them. We knew them in the movies. We knew them McCullough, you know, McEwen, just historical names we lost. So let's not do that this year. You know, let's make 2024 a nice, happy year. Okay, now that I've gotten off the preaching, what have I seen in the last 3-4 weeks on cars? Carburetors have been a really big thing. Don't know what's going on. I don't know if it's a fuel problem or just dirt. People getting carburetors that aren't complete, brand new carburetors that's missing parts. You know, I sit here and work on them and you take them apart, and God dang, there's only 3 jets in this thing. What's this about? You know, they call them, oh, no, that carburetor's, you know, no. Of course, I always take pictures of stuff like that, so when they do start talking about it was in there, I got pictures to back them up. Pay attention to your fuel systems. Fuel pump, fuel tank, over the winter, you need to get this stuff cleaned up. Take that little extra time. We've talked about it every year. Reach in there and grab your safety foam. Just squeeze it all up and pull it out. Go in there and see what is in your tank. What kind of trash? Do you see the safety foam down in there? Your safety foam will decompose over a period of time. If you're running the air motive pumps or the rudder maker pumps, they got that big 8 return. That big 8 return is coming back at roughly 40 PSI. If it's constantly hitting in the same spot, it's going to cut a hole in your foam. So you need to make sure that that isn't getting into your system. Yes, you can have a filter, and if you've got one of the pumps with the big filters on it, that's great, except the filter ain't worth a crap. It's too big. It doesn't filter anything. Best thing you can do is start off with the year, pulling out your foam, washing the tank out, make sure it's good and clean, take the foam, turn it upside down, and grab the bottom of it and see if it wants to disintegrate in your hand. If it does, order new foam. It's not expensive. But get you some new foam, shove it in there. Pay attention to where that return line is, that number 8 line, going back to your tank. And see if you can put a deflector in there or something so where it spreads it out over the top of it. You don't want it going into the, you know, hard into the bottom, because usually that vent port is right there in the same area. If you lined up the top of the tank to the bottom of the tank, right there where the suction is being pulled, the fuel is being pulled out of the tank. So when this number 8 is pouring down, it's agitating the fuel, and it affects the amount of flow that the pump can get without aeration. Affects your performance. Had a fellow come in here, drove down, and brought his nitrous equipment, and said that his nozzle was bad. Okay, let's take a look at it. Check the nozzles, and 4 of his nozzles, 4 on the same side, were stopped up. He had braided steel lines on the front half, but he had brake line tubing on the back half. I don't know where that came from, but the brake line tubing is where the nozzles were stopped up at. I mean, they were stopped up rock solid. I finally got in there with some wire and pushed it out, and it was fine, clear, crystalline sand. It had gotten down and packed in to the nozzle itself. Where did it come from? You know, I couldn't tell him. I cleaned the solenoids, cleaned the fittings, everything else. The solenoids were dirty. I put a Q-tip into the steel lines, and they came out absolutely filthy. I put it in the Teflon lines, the braided steel lines, absolutely perfectly clean. So I think one of the things we had was the acid that they put in the nitrous, so sodium, okay, sulfur dioxide, so you can't inhale it. It's an acid. So when it gets in your nitrous system and it's exposed to any moisture, it wants to turn any raw steel into rust. Anything, any brake line tubing that was made in about the last 5 years, it was made overseas. Yeah, it looks the same. But what's the problem? They did not coat the inside of the tubing like Bundiflex did. So Bundiflex, you could run it, no problem at all, no rust. Now, in the last few years, we've seen a lot of situations where it's rusting. So if you have a brake line type setup, 3/16, if you got the stainless steel tubing, that's not a problem. It's the 3/16 brake line tubing, the stuff that's really flexible that you can bend with your fingers and all that stuff. Check it. Take it loose. Turn it over. Take a Q-tip. Put you some parts and brake cleaner on it and run it in there. What do you get? Also, on this situation where he had the brake line tubing, I took all the tubing loose, and where they had cut it off on the distribution block end, they cut it off, put it in the ferrule, locked it in place, locked it down. The ends of the tubing were 3/4 block. Anytime you cut a tube, whether it's stainless, whatever, if you cut with a tubing cutter, in the cutting effect, it rolls that tubing together, And you can take 3/16th line, and when you get through cutting it, if you have to, if you dog it a couple of times, if your blade is not sharp, you won't have a 1/16th of an inch, you know, feeding it. So make sure your lines don't stick in too far into your distribution block, that they're cut semi-flush so that the tube doesn't become a restrictor, and deburr the inside of them so that when the flow does get to them, that it's, you don't have a restriction there that creates another restriction somewhere else. All right. Another one we had, I had a fellow bought a nitrous system. Great, thank you. He went and put it in. Won't run. Well, let's go take a look at it. I go out there and I said, what jet you got in it? He said, I got the biggest jet in it. I go back into the back. This was a street heat system, a hidden system. Opened up the bag, reached in there, pulled the jet out. I said, man, you got a 39 in here. This is the smallest jet that comes in the kit. Well, I got a jet up front. That's where I put the jet. How did you do that? Somehow he had got himself another jet up front. So he was jetting a jet, which means you didn't get any flow, no performance. Got him straightened up, got the jetting in there right, took off. Hey, he's happy now. Pay attention what jet you're putting in and know the location where they're supposed to go. Now, on our street heat systems, the gym bag systems, we've got a flag on that says jet goes here. And I showed him that. He said, you know, I didn't even look at that. Okay. Well, there's your problem. Have a nice day. Just gentle, pay attention to stuff. Winter's here. Okay. We got a couple of months to get things done. Pay attention to your car. Pay attention to your tires, especially your front tires. How old are they? They got a date code on them. Look at the date code on them. And make sure that you're running tires that are rated for the speed that you're running. Meaning, don't go get a Volkswagen tire and decide to run 200 miles an hour on it. The Volkswagen couldn't do it, and they're not rated for it. And they will come apart. And, of course, then you don't have any steering. Check your tires. Back tires, you tend to keep up with your back tires fairly good, because if you don't, you're just going to be slipping and sliding. But I've seen a real problem with racers keeping up with their front tires. Make it a habit. Front tire goes out, you have no steering. You know exactly what's going to happen. It's a short run into a big wall. Don't do it. Check your master cylinder, check your brakes. And like I say, it's just general service time. Get the car up in the air, and if you can take it apart, take it apart. Check all your bolts, all the nuts. And, you know, for $100, you can probably replace every nut and bolt on the car. Make sure they're in the right direction. They've got the proper lock nuts and safety wire, if you use safety wire. To me, that's a great thing. Safety wire is not going to its main job is to keep the nut from backing completely off. You might get a bolt and a nut that gets loose, but it can't come off. So that's, you know, I like safety wire. But here again, that's me. All right, dog. What we got going?
All right, well, Ernie, about that tank cleaning and all that, do you take the line, the feed line to the fuel pump loose, or do you let it stay together when you're cleaning the tank?
take the fuel pump out, the fuel line off, and put it all on your bench. Because you need to check the fuel tank. You need to check that those fuel lines, the filter, and you need to check the pump. Make sure that you're not having a leak and doesn't need anything. So I would take them all loose. And then I wouldn't worry about pulling it out and going to the front, but up to the pump, yes. Back to you, sir.
Okay. All right. Well, we got Pie Joe hit the one button as soon as he got on the show. I don't know if he want a question. Pie Joe, you got a question, Pie Joe?
Yeah. I want Ernie to explain the language term for some of these drag races.
Hey, who got all that noise? Who got that noise? Ernie, that you with that noise?
That's me. I'm
no.
Go back. I'll be on my phone, dog. Yeah.
We can't hear you because you got all that noise.
It sounds like somebody's got a fishing rod.
I'll go back on mute. I'll call back.
Okay. All right. All right, Ernie, let's get down to batteries. We ain't talking about, I'm talking about regular car batteries, Ernie. How long if you got a dead, if your battery go dead, Ernie, how long should you charge it, and what's the proper way to charge it?
On a standard car battery, if it's dead, first thing I'd want to do is put a charger on it, and I would put it on at about 10 amps and let it stay on there for about an hour and a half, 2 hours. If you got longer and you can put it on 2 amps, I'd put it on 2 amps and leave it overnight. The first charge you're going to put into it is a boost charge that it can crank up. And then once the car cranks up, the alternator's going to take over. It's going to give you 14 and a half volts, and that's going to bring the battery peaked out because the battery should read about 12.3 to 12.7 volts by itself. So get it so it cranks up and then drive it a little bit. It'll come on up. Or if you just got time, put it on a float. Do not put it on start and just forget about it. It will burn the battery up. My wife did that to me. Back to you, sir.
Okay. Now, Ernie, what if you got your batteries out of the car or the truck? When you charge them, should you charge them with the caps on or off, Ernie, the vent caps? Should you charge with it on or off, and why?
Well, you're only going to have vent caps on acid batteries, lead-acid batteries. The low to no maintenance or the glass mats don't have caps you can take off. If you can take off your caps, first thing you want to do is look and see what the acid level is. You want to make sure that it's up where it should be. Now, don't, if it's low on acid, don't go to the faucet and get you a Coke bottle and fill it up and come over there and put it in it. You need to put distilled water in your battery. If you use household water, all the chemicals in that water, the chlorine, the fluorine, the salts, the irons, all that stuff, get in your battery and kill your battery. It'll muck one up really quick. So either distilled water or, oh, God, who's got it? O'Reilly's had a gallon of battery acid. I think it was a gallon for $8. So just get you a gallon, keep it closed up when you're not using it, and put battery acid where you need battery acid. That's the best way to do it. But don't overcharge the battery. That means by overcharging the battery, you leave it on a high setting too long. 90 minutes is a long time, even at 10 amps. If you got a rack that you're, you know, two batteries, okay, 90 minutes to 2 hours, okay, that's fine. Because you've got more sump that is going to absorb that energy. But from that point on, if you're not going to use the batteries, get you some float chargers, plug them in, and the float chargers I'm talking about, you can get them at Harbor Freight, they run them on sale for $3-4 a piece. Or you can order them from Temu on the internet, and they'll pay freight to you. They got some pretty nice ones. Back to you, sir.
All right. Well, we got my man. I don't know what Leakin Leon on here got a question. Leakin, you got a question, Leakin?
Yeah, dog. Yeah.
Leon.
What's
happening, my man? Hey, hey.
Yes, sir. Hey, Ernie, I got a question. I was listening to you on now, how often do you should change your front tires on your car?
Oh, shit.
On your race car?
2 to 3 years. It's not this, how many laps you've got going down the track. It's all the time you've got on the trailer bouncing up and down. And especially if anybody uses any chemicals to clean the tires. But I would, 2 to 3 years, probably, you know, I'd probably go 3 years, but check, make sure you're not getting any checking or cracking, anything that looks like the tire's going bad. Back to you, sir.
Okay. Hey, one more question. Now, do it matter, should you balance your tires, your front tire, when you put them on the wheel, or you just bottom on there?
On your front tires, definitely balance the tires.
Okay.
Because they're always running true. Now, on the back, your slicks are never round. So you can balance them, but they ain't never going to be balanced. You know, good example, look at you probably all got pictures of your rear tires squatting down and moving all over the place. They ain't going to be balanced. So I just balance the front ones and run the back ones.
I never did, but I now you say I always wanted to ask that question you just brought up about those tires. I never did balance mine, but I'm gonna start balancing them. I mean, you know,
the front ones now,
yeah.
Leon, not the back ones. The front ones, the front
right,
ones.
Right, that's what I'm talking about. See, some people told me you don't have to balance the front tires; it's just a race car. You know what I mean? And I always want to make them smoother. I don't want to wobble or nothing out of it. And that's the whole week you balance tires, they get that. But I never did.
Well, you
know,
make sure if you're gonna balance the tires, make sure you get them high speed balanced, not just a
right.
static balance.
Right.
Like I say, even though the tires are light, the rims are light, that just means that how much more critical being in balance they are, because if they're a half ounce out, you may be going down the track just. And the tire beating itself to death. But check the wear on your front tires on the face of them. See if you get any cupping or one-sided. I mean, heck, the alignment on a race car is just as important as anything else. You may not
right,
be going
right.
far, but you're going fast.
Right.
Yeah,
back
I was curious about that.
Got
no, that's all I got for him. I heard. No, that's all I got,
okay.
dog. I just heard him talking out there, so I said, let me bring that up, throw that out there right now, because, I, you know, something
right,
new to
no
me.
No problem.
That's all
right. Okay. All right. Appreciate it, Leakey. Good question. Ernie, back to that battery for a quick minute, Ernie. I've noticed, like you just said, you crank the car up, the batteries might be dead. You get a jump start or whatever, you crank it up, maybe you drive it to the store and come. Ernie, how come when you first crank it up like that, you can cut it off and it'll crank right back up, but sometimes if you crank it up and then drive to the store and come back home and cut it off, it still won't crank back up again. Why is that?
How dead is dead, and how good is your alternator, and how far are you driving? You
right.
know, your alternator, when the battery is low, your alternator, it can put out up to 15 volts. So it's going to put a lot of amperage and charge back into that battery. So it depends on how much you put in there and got it to crank, and then you're driving it, it's going to charge back up. But it's going to take 24 hours to really get a true, it's charged up, I'm not going to worry about it. If you went to the store and you came back, I would, even though you could crank it right back up, I would still put a trickle charger on there and let it float and make sure it's fully charged.
Right. Okay. All right. Hold on. Let me see. Is Pajo back? Pajo! Pajo, you back? Can you talk now, Pajo?
Yeah, but don't know the noise. It's got bad weather down here.
Come on. You good? Come on. Come on right quick.
All right, Ernie. In layman's terms.
Yes, sir.
Get a 3-speed. Okay, you got a 2-speed, 3-speed, 4-speed. Like, well, does it make a difference on how many gears you got? We want to make the faster car.
Ooh. Yes. Your gear ratios, you can make them up in the transmission. It's depending on the weight of the car, size tire, the type of transmission, what size motor, RPM range you're working at, and what RPMs you want to get to the traps at. The more aggressive you get on your first gear, the rougher it is to leave the starting line, so you're not going to be able to leave as hard. So you want to get your gear ratios down to where you can move the car but not just wear it out. And your gear ratios, you want to make sure your gear ratios work with the horsepower that the car is making and the mile per hour that it's making. If you've got like a 5-speed or 6-speed or hell, these 10-speeds, the gear ratios are so close together, you never feel it change. It just felt like one movement. It's important. Do you run a Turbo 400 or you run a Power Glide? Which gear ratio you want on the front end? What gear ratio you want in the back? What size tires you're going to run? All that goes into effect. Everybody pretty much that's running is either running a Glide or a 400. If they're running a 400, they're running the 3-speed trans brake valve body. That way they can leave in first gear. If that's too radical, they can go to second gear, hit the trans brake and leave, or they can put it in high gear and do a high gear charge. And we've tested on a car, first, second, and high gear only. It didn't make much of a squat on the way of the car, mile an hour in ET. It did leave in the starting line. But I was really surprised. 60 foots weren't as good, but the multiplication on the big end really picked up strong.
Well, Ernie, what about them lockups when they seem like they be shifting about 4, 5, 6 times and stuff? What about them lockups and all that? You say that don't make that makes a difference, don't it?
That makes a here again that you're getting into lockup converters. You're starting to get into a lot of money. Number one, and yes, you want to lock it up as you're getting up to the top of a gear and then turn it back loose, grab it again. So, yeah, you got 3-speed, you got a 6-speed. And then on top of that, do you want the aluminum, the magnesium, or the titanium? That's reciprocating weight on the back of the crankshaft. The heavier the weight is on the back of your crankshaft, the more energy it takes to turn it means the motor is going to rev slower because it's got to turn that mass. And not only do you have to turn it, but on the big end of the track, when you let off the throttle, you now have to let that mass slow down because it's running on its own then. A lighter flywheel doesn't do that. It accelerates faster. It doesn't carry the weight down, but it's more temperamental into the power that you're making to move the car. Since it's lighter, it doesn't have the inertia of a heavier piece. So you're going to have to compensate with rear gears, transmission gears. Rear gears are cheaper than transmission gears. So, you know, that's the first thing I'd look at. If you're going to buy a transmission, I'd go with a Turbo 400 3-speed, and then I would start working with a rear gear pinion for the rest of it. Back to you, sir.
All right, honey, let's switch gears for a minute. Like you said, the majority of the race cars, the majority of them, I think, and I'm talking about race cars now, Ernie, and street cars. I'm talking about both type, Ernie. Don't have that little drain plug that you talked about one time before to drain the fluid out of the converter. So when you change the transmission fluid, Ernie, and you don't get the fluid out of the converter, is it worth changing the transmission fluid and then half of it still in the converter that's going to pollute the damn new fluid? So talk to me about that, Ernie.
Oh, Lord. You know, we had Greg with FTI on last year, the year before that. And, you know, I asked him just like you asked me. I said, you know, when I was running them, you know, I'd always drill me a little hole and cap it and put me a plug in there so I could get all that transmission fluid out. And then he said that was fine then, but in today's world, the clearance on the turbines and the outer walls is so close that if you go in there and nick it or put the plug in there too deep, you hit that turbine, and then it tears it up. So what's the best way to do it? Now, what he said was you take the converter off, turn it upside down in your pan, and just let it drain. Tip it from side to side. Just let it drain. You will get the majority of the fluid out. You know, there used to be, we used to do a lot of things that's not done
now, Ernie,
now.
You must have didn't hear what I said now, Ernie. I ain't saying nothing about doing all that by taking the converter out the car. I said street cars too. So ain't nobody I ain't saying taking the converter out. We saying you ain't taking the converter out.
Well, if you drill and put that plug in there, that's what he was saying.
We ain't talking about putting the plug. I'm asking you the question. We ain't taking the converter out. We ain't plugging it. So I'm changing the transmission fluid in my car. Now, I can't get the fluid out of my converter. Is it worth me changing the fluid in my car and still mixing the rest of that dirty that's in the converter together? Is it worth it or not?
Okay.
Because the majority of the street cars are the same way, honey. Unless they do a flush, a majority of the street cars don't have no drain for that neither. So you still leaving that, that whatever in the converter's in there.
Like changing the filter on your oil filter on your car and leaving the oil in. You know?
That's not the same.
I got a new filter.
That's not the same.
The problem you got with transmissions, especially today's transmissions, you can't drain them. Yeah, should you drain them? Yes, you should. But make sure you change the filter. You know, pull the pan, change the filter, keep up with what that is looking at. Smell the transmission fluid. Does it smell burnt? Is the color bright red? Make sure, you know, all these things that you need to check, use a good filter. Don't go by a cheap filter. Get you a good filter for that transmission and put it up there and use the fluid that's recommended. I use hydraulic fluid. You've got a favorite you use. That's fine. They all do the same thing. All a torque converter and a transmission is a hydraulic pump.
Well, Ernie, I'm going to have to disagree with you because even though you said drop the pan, a majority of the cars out there, you can't get to the filter by just dropping the pan. Some of them, you damn near got to take the transmission apart to get to the filter, Ernie. So what you do in that case?
Well, you bought the car knowing you couldn't get it out.
No, I'm just,
you're just
going
to have to find a way to do it. Now, you can...
Well, that's what I was... Yeah.
Could you... if you can get the pan off one time, okay, we can put a drain plug in it. So you're going to have to fight it one time. But to get that filter off, you got to get the pan out. I mean, you got to get the pan off to get the filter out. And most, I mean, you cross member might be in the way, but usually you can get to the pan.
Okay, honey, stop, honey. You missing half of my question. I said street cars and race cars. Normally on a street car, depending on what it is, especially the foreign cars, honey, they don't even have a doggone transmission pan.
No. The foreign cars don't count. Lamborghinis, Ferraris, Maseratis, even the Zuzus. We're talking Turbo 400 Fireglides.
I got a Hyundai Sonata out there right now, Ernie, with no oil pan. It don't have an oil pan.
A lot of them are dry stuff.
And I ain't talking about no Mercedes and Ferraris. I'm talking about normal people, Ernie. This is a normal people stuff. We ain't talking about no Ferraris and all that. So I'm going to disagree with you about that oil pan. I'm going to disagree with you about that oil pan.
What you do there is you take, okay, you got a 2011 Hyundai, whatever. Put it in the computer. Go to videos and watch those guys. And tell you, they will give you more information than you ever.
Oh,
you might have to watch three or four of them.
Yeah, yeah. All you got to do is Google it, but what I'm trying to tell you, to take the filter off that, I can use this Sonata because I researched it. You got to take the transmission out of the car and take it apart to get to the filter, Ernie.
it's damn sure an engineer is not a mechanic. A mechanic, you know, they need an engineer needs to work on the floor a year before they give him an ink pen. And so he go, you can't get to that damn thing. Oh, well, let me just move this little thing around, you know. Engineers design them. They're put together on an assembly line with nothing around it. The motor's put together over yonder. It's mated with a transmission over there, and it comes down a conveyor belt and nestles nicely into the frame where it resides forever because you can't get to nothing to work on it. Nothing. These days, cars today, whew, good Lord Almighty. Air conditioning compressor, just did one on my son's truck. God Almighty. It's a Ford 6.7. You can't get it out unless you take half the car part in front.
Hold on a minute. We got somebody here might have some more information. We got somebody with some more information for us. Let me see. Brother D, what you got?
No, what I want to say to Big Ernie is that engineers, for a good part, they do have mechanical skills. A lot of this stuff, Big Ernie, and I can say this without any doubt because I spoke to a couple of them, it's done purposely to eliminate guys like yourself, guys like myself that could used to be called shade tree mechanics. That stuff is done purposely. That's not by accident.
In 1970 or 71, all the manufacturers of automobiles started going to computers. They would not release the codes to the mom and pop shops. You had to have $1 million computer. You had to buy access. You had to do this. Well, and then they wouldn't release the base codes. Well, the Small Business Association and Garage Owners Association sued the automobile makers and sued them on monopoly and won. So they got a 40-50 year agreement. Well, that agreement is out. And now that's why you're starting to see all this new stuff that you take your car down to the dealership. He don't work on it. He walks up, plugs it into the wall. It talks to Detroit. Mm-hmm. Detroit tells Chicago, you're going to need this. Prints out every part, piece you're going to need, what tools you're going to need, how many rags, and how much it's going to pay you. And it tells you exactly how to do it. So it's just like parts people today. You know, you can't go have somebody check spark plugs. I needed 2 ranges colder. They'll look at you like, you crazy? What the hell? What year does that fit? I want 2 ranges colder. That don't fit your car. Just have good grounds with your auto parts guy and let you go to the back and get your parts. And then you don't have to worry about arguing with that guy that can't even flip a hamburger. Back to you, sir.
You got any more questions, Brother D?
No, that's it for me. That's it.
Okay.
Okay.
You got a regular shed. Maybe you don't, you know, you keep your car in a regular shed, and I'm gonna say a shed or a regular house, Ernie, with no, you know, we don't have the ventilation and the air conditioning control, the heat control now, Ernie. Your car sitting in your shed, Ernie. Now, Ernie, is it best to cover your car up? You know, if you take your hood off, you know, you normally, is it best to leave your hood on there, cover it up? Or how should you protect your car if you just got it in a shed, Ernie? With no, you know, control ventilation and stuff, control, you know, climate.
Raise the hood, take you a shop rag or something, cover the carburetor completely, make sure you close the hood, and then put a cover over the car. The rag is going to keep anything from getting in the carburetor, like a bug, sand, trash, like that. The hood's going to protect the motor components, and then the overall cover is going to stop dust, dirt from getting into everything on your car. It'll keep everything cleaner with a whole lot less problems. Back to you, sir.
All right. Well, you know, like I said, the reason I asked it, you know, the condensation get there just like it gets in the motor and all that stuff. So when you get it out in the summertime or the springtime or whenever you get it out, I mean, can you just spray the whole motor with some WD-40 or something like that? What you recommend?
Okay, we're bringing the car out after it's been asleep for a while. First thing I want to do is take off the spark plug wires, pull out spark plugs. Get me some Marvel Mystery Oil, squirt it down in there, WD-40 inside the cap, inside the distributor. Wipe the spark plugs down because we want to make sure that there's no moisture anywhere on your electrical system. You put some WD-40 down in the carburetor and then start your startup procedure. Watch your oil pressure. You should have oil pressure within 4 or 5 seconds. If it doesn't come up, shut it off. Give it a second and crank it up again. Now, Chryslers are real bad about getting an air log in the pump. So you may crank it up and have no oil pressure. It will may finally come up, but it may take 30 seconds. So you're real important on your oil filter. Well, the oil filters today have got some real problems. The Chrysler is got, here again, has got a problem. And they'll crank up dry. And a fix, it's not an easy fix, but a fix to solve that problem is when you take the pan off, you've got that line that goes from your oil pump down, it's the pickup. You go into that point, you cut that line in two, and you install a check valve right there. Now, as soon as it fills up, if you got to change the oil next time, you can change the oil. It doesn't drain out. You put your new oil filter up there, oil is right there at the oil filter. As soon as you hit the switch, it comes up, you got oil pressure 2 to 3 seconds. So that's a problem that the Dodgers have got. And that's just a thing I came up with to fix the guy's problem. Back to you, Doug.
All right, Ernie, I got a question. Now I done seen condensation in the oil pan. I done seen condensation in the valve covers and all that. Now, Ernie, I ain't saying it don't happen, but I ain't never seen the condensation in the oil filter. Does condensation get in the oil filter too?
No. What will happen is with the oil, the condensation that's in the motor will get sludge can get pulled around and get into the oil filter. So if you've got a sludge problem, you need to make sure that you change the filter. But you may have to change it, you know, twice. Look at the oil and see how it's doing.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Normally, is it because, I don't know, I mean, I don't know about everybody else, but I might be doing it wrong. Normally, before I change my oil, I kind of crank it up to get a little heat in there. Does that take away the condensation in the oil filter or no? Maybe that's why, because I normally just crank mine up a little bit just to get a little heat in there before I change my oil.
Well, there's two pictures of how you change oil. One is you go out there and you jack the car up, take the plug and drain it.
Uh-huh.
Now, you're going to be draining the pan, everything in there. All right, put it back up. The other side, you cranked it up, you got it warm, and now you pull your plug. You're going to get less oil than I'm going to get because you've now pumped all that oil to the top of the motor and everything is lubricated, and so you've probably got a quart of oil, half a quart of oil, hung in your motor that you can't get out. Which is the best? They both work damn good. I haven't seen a problem with either one. In cold weather, I'll crank mine up and let it get warm. That way the oil will get thinner and it'll drain out better.
Okay.
Normal weather, I just pull the plug, let it go.
Okay.
Back to you, sir.
Now Ernie, I just seen this here question that came up because it did it on Messenger. I wasn't looking at Messenger. On that battery stuff we was talking about, Ernie, and everything, if you got to jump your thing off, how can you determine whether you got a dead cell or reason you got to jump it off? Why you have to jump it off? Why did the battery go dead in the beginning?
And that's the first thing you got to check. What did you leave on? How long has it been since you charged it? In today's cars, we're just talking about just a regular car. You got a battery in there. There's 27 computers that are getting microscopic charges, bits of that charge that keeps running their memories and keeps all the little LEDs and the security on. It can kill a battery totally flat. So first, you're going to have to find out, is that a problem? A way to do that is you got to charge the battery up. Take a battery tester. Remove the ground terminal and check. I've done it a bunch of times. Okay, we're checking for, put your meter on milliamps and put one wire to the ground and one wire to the battery. If you get a negative deflection, swap leads so it can read, you know, to the right. If you get a reading, that's how much parasitic drag you have on the battery. Now, if you get a big swing, you've got something, a light or something that is on a fan that you got to find. But that's the way to find it. Now, we got it cranked up. You've got what your alternator doing. What voltage is it putting out? And then, okay, now read it at the battery. What are you getting at the battery? Is the battery coming up on a charge? Or if you've turned it off and let it sit there for a minute, does the voltage drop down to 11.5? Okay. That means that you got a battery that will still crank up, but it's a bad battery. It's going to leave you on the side of the road. Your battery should always have 12.7 volts setting in the car. Car will crank up and run fine. With newer cars, you get into the 11s, high 10s, the car won't even crank up. And the computers can't even talk. Back to you, sir.
All right, well, Ernie, we almost to the cutoff hour. You can, since it's the new year, if you got any new products, any new stuff you got going on, you can go ahead and close yourself out and tell us what you got going on for the new year, Ernie. If you got anything changed or whatever, just tell us what you got going on, big man.
Oh, we got some, well, like I say, we're going to make a major push on our anti-wheelie controller. We kept it quiet for a good long while. Now, like I say, Tony brought that out and showed the world what it does. And they're $649. Three wires, put it on, it shoots a laser down to the track, it reads the distance, and you set the timing. You want to pull out 8 degrees and control the wheel stand, put out 8. It works absolutely great. Now, this has been not, this is not just, hey, here's a new product. We've had this for about 4 or 5 years. So if you're having a problem with doing wheel stands, we can solve that problem. You can work on turbochargers. Anything, if you're using a wastegate, you can use to control that. And it just makes life simpler. If you want to wire it into your ignition, of course, you got to wire it into the ignition system. And if you've got multi-stage retards, I always recommend wiring it into the last stage. If you've got a grid, that would be number 5 retard. Put it on there. Why number 5? Because you know 5's not being used for anything but your controller. You don't get confused with everything up here. One's doing the first stage and 2's doing the controller and 3's doing the second stage. Keep it independent. Keep it over there by itself and you don't have any problems. All right, guys. Welcome back. It's been a good year. We started. A lot of races being talked about. A lot of money is going to be out there. And it looks like a lot of some of the TV shows are starting to move around. So keep your mind on that, and you might be surprised if a film crew doesn't show up around you. And, hey, they're people, too. Go talk to them, you know. You got to sell yourself, because if you don't, ain't nobody going to sell you to them. So make a wave. Get out there and let them know who you are. Come watch you. And put on a good show. Keep it clean. Watch your language. And go have fun. So, guys, this is Ernie with CompuCar Nitrous Oxide Systems. Yay. 2024. Ding.
Yes, sir. Yep.
Renegade Racing Fuels, Daytona 1 Performance Petroleum Products, FTI Transmissions down in Florida, Don Kennedy Race Car Insurance, and Logger Man. Dog, you have a good one. Guys, y'all be safe. It's going to be cold. It's going to be windy. Don't put your race cars out there, and if you're going to take your race car somewhere, make sure you call Don and get some insurance coverage. Love you, man. Guys, y'all be safe.
All right.
We'll talk to you later.
Okay. All right, big man. Have a good one.
Yes, sir.
All right.
Amen. Amen. First, giving out to God, who is truly the head of our lives. We want to thank the Lord for the blessing that he's given us today. Big Ernie coming in and giving us a little knowledge and understanding of this game. Yeah, I promise you, this is one deal I'm not going to be before you, but a few moments, I'm going to get them out the way. Now, I must say this as always. I've said it many, many times. I must say it again. It's just something about dog. The Lord has blessed him. The Bible has instructed man a long, long time ago that he give our talents. And the right song to play is just something that he has been gifted with. Because we had no talk today on what I might say, what I might read, but the song just, it just coincides with the scripture. The song said, Lord, do it for me. Now, remember that, sister and brother, Lord, do it for me. Look what the Bible says as you, when you get a chance, travel to the book of Galatians when you have time. Stop by the third chapter and look at what the 11th verse says. It says, but that no man is justified by the law in the sight of God. You ain't got to go no further. Just read that right there. Lord, do it for me. And when you get there, allow yourself to travel on down to the 22nd verse and see what it says. It says, but the scripture has concluded all under sin. So that's the promise by faith of Jesus Christ might be given to them that believe. Now, do you see how I said the song just coincides with the scripture? He said, Lord, do it for me. See, if God hadn't done this for you, hadn't hung with and down on a place called Calvary, on a cross for man's sin, and then he took all your sin with him, if he had not done that, then you wouldn't be here today. Amen. When you get a chance, stop by the book of Galatians. We're not going to hold you long today, but I'd like to ask each and every last one that's listening, if you can, and the Lord's will, we will be back tomorrow at the same appointed time, 5 o'clock Central Time. As the Lord put it on your heart, please stop by and sup with us. As he said his word, I sup with you and you with me. Amen? Amen. Amen. Right on. Back to you.
Right. How much y'all want to watch this college game tonight for the championship, because they got Michigan playing and they got Washington playing. And, you know, and I'm a little prejudiced. In my heart, I want Washington to win, but I really don't give a damn which one of them win. I'm prejudiced, though. I want Washington to win because I think that that little quarterback they got for Washington, he should have won the Heisman Trophy, but I think they stole it from him. But either way, go the guy out in LSU won it, though. So, we need to get him on in there. Let me see now. Yeah. Kid, get on in and help me out. You know, I always got to have Kid in to help me, but if you don't help me. Tonight I got a question, guys. I got a question dealing with life. But I need a woman's perspective. I need to get it from a woman. It's not nothing nasty. It's not nothing. It's something I want to know myself because I'm at loss. So if you got a woman on the phone that don't mind me asking her a question, it is nothing nasty. It is nothing tickling. It's nothing real personal, but it's a a woman's outlook on it. So if I got any women on here that ain't scared to come on here, hit the one button. I got a question I need answered, please. I need some help. I don't want a god dog on here to have to get Gina on here and to make her answer it, which I can't make her answer, but, you know, to get Gina on here to answer it, I don't want Trigger on here to answer it neither, but we got any more women on here to hit the one button. I got a question. You know, I don't want to ask the knuckleheads because I don't know what the knuckleheads might say. So, y'all, I need some help tonight. I'm begging for help tonight. I am asking for help tonight. So, okay, no problem. Gina Epps, if you on there, I know you on there. Gina, hit the one button, Gina. I never had to use Gina. Gina on there. I know she on there. Doggone it. I didn't want to use it, Gina. I mean, I don't know why. How you doing, Gina? Happy New Year.
I'm doing all right. I was trying to let somebody else go.
Yeah, I can depend on you. I don't know why these folks are so nervous and so scared. They on here listening, but they scared to hit the one button. Gina, I got a serious question. I'm going to ask you the question, but I want you to answer it in a general sense. Technically, I know you can only answer it by what you done experienced for your own personal self, but I need you to answer it kind of generally because I know other people want to know. Now, Gina, just said you was in a relationship. I'm going to say you was in a relationship. You a married woman. I'm going to put it this way. You a married woman, Gina, and you came home one day, and you accused your husband of flirting. You came home one day, and you accused your husband of flirting. All right, when your husband said, what the heck are you talking about, woman? I don't know what you're talking about. Who am I flirting with? Now, Gina, tell me what you would do. Would you tell him who he was flirting with, or how would you handle that? That's the question I'm really trying to get. Do you tell him, Joker, who he flirting with if you catch him flirting, if he was flirting? Or tell me how you handle that, Gina.
Tell him who it is, who I think it is.
Uh-huh.
If I'm going to accuse him of doing something, I'm going to give him a name. I'm not just going to accuse him and not know what I'm talking about.
Because what you consider flirting might have not even been flirting, and if he might you might tell him who it was, and he can explain what it was, and you might have thought it was flirting, but it might have just been something innocent. You just assumed it was flirting, right? Talk to me.
Right. It gives him the opportunity, you know, if you tell him what he's doing or who he did it with, mm-hmm. you know, it gives him mm-hmm. the opportunity. And honestly, you know, you could always tell once you tell a person something. And like I mm-hmm. said, you know, it's no need to beat around the bush. You know, just tell him who it is. And, you know, if he can't look at you, if he's looking away or stuttering or something, then you know it's something wrong.
Uh-huh. So you're basically saying if you accuse him, you should at least tell him who you accused him of flirting with. Is that what you're saying?
Yes.
Okay. Does anybody
If you're going to accuse somebody of something, you know, why not let them know what you accuse them of, you know, of who it is and what it is?
Does anybody on here agree or disagree with this here or got another outlook on it? Hit the one button. I just want to get another outlook on it. I didn't want to bother you, Gina. I wanted to get somebody else, some more people, but, you know, they won't do nothing. And, I'm going to go to Brother D. Can you hear me, Brother D? Are you busy? Brother D. Brother D probably over there and switched over. Let me see. League and Leon. You there? League and Leon? Kidding. League and Leon. League. Well, it don't look like I can get no help here, so I'm going to close League up. I think Brother D just hit the line. He must have heard me. Brother D.
Yeah, I was on mute, dog. I got to get off mute. Come on.
Did you hear me the question I asked Gina? Did you hear the question I asked Gina?
Yeah, I heard it.
What you think about that? What you think about that? If your woman came on and accused you of flirting, do you think she should tell you, or you think she just talk? What's your outlook as from a man's point of view?
I truly feel like if you're gonna accuse me of something, you should tell me what I'm being accused of. Yeah, mm-hmm. I don't think you should leave me in the dark. I shouldn't have to figure out what you accusing me of. Yeah,
mm-hmm.
if we truly upfront with each other and we say everything mm-hmm. on the table, then tell me what you accuse me of. How can I combat something that I really don't know what it is? You ask me to fight a blind, mm-hmm. fighting the blind. You know,
not Gina.
It's funny though because I'm gonna tell you something. It's funny you ask that question because that happened to me, and it was a cousin that I was being accused of.
Uh huh. Yeah.
It's my own cousin.
Hey, Gina.
I'm here.
Let me throw it back into Gina. Gina, now, Gina, Now, if the woman, just say for instance, and let me just, like I said, this is just a general question, but I do, it happened, like D said, it happened. And I always ask these kind of questions when it involves something I know about. Gina, what if you came home and accused me of flirting, but you said, I'm not going to tell you who it was with. If I see it again, then I know it was real. What would you say to that question, Gina?
Well, see, I'm a little bit different, dog, because I'm just straight up and blunt. You know, I'm going to let you know who it is. But if I came in there and I said that, you know, and if you came back to me and you said, well, you know, who is it with, you know, and why are you saying I'm doing this and I can't tell you, then that apparently is not that much to it. You know what I'm saying?
No, but Gina, what I'm saying is, what if they tell you, I'm not going to tell you who it is, I'm just going to check and see do you keep doing it and whatever. That's what I'm saying. What if they said they're not going to tell you who they saw you flirting with or you was flirting with somebody? They want to see if you're going to do it again. So they don't tell you who it was with. What you think
so
about that?
That's
what I'm
asking. So if I'm being accused of being the flirter?
Uh-huh.
Okay. So
If you came home in the same scenario, it's just that you ain't telling me. You won't tell me who flirted with
you.
Right. You know,
well, it ain't a whole lot I could say. I mean, if I'm not going to tell you who it is, you know, and then just say, well, look, I tell you what, if I catch you again, you know, see it again, then I'm going to tell you who it is. In that sense, that means apparently I'm going to tap you on your shoulder and say, you busted.
Brother D, you want to, from a man's point, Brother D? Brother D faded out on me?
No, I put the phone back on mute because I was cooking. I'm back here. I was on mute. I have to agree with what Sister Gina is saying. Again, if you can't tell a person what they're being accused of, it's like asking a person to correct something that they don't know is wrong. If you don't tell a person it's wrong and they don't see it's wrong, how can they correct it? So if you tell me what you're accusing me of, then I have an opportunity to do either or. You know, continue down that road or correct that road. So yeah, you should let a person know. That's just my opinion. I think you should tell him.
All right, no problem.
Or tell her. Right. You know, could tell her.
And you know, y'all too. A lot of people look at flirting, you know, in different ways. You know, just a lot of times, you know, women will see a man smile at a woman or something. It may be somebody that you know and have known all the time. You know, and maybe you never introduce them. You know, so that's why they should tell you, because then she could say, well, it's this person.
Exactly.
Things, oh, Lord, no, it ain't that. You know what, I tell you what, I need to let you meet them. You know, but then again,
right,
in another sense, you know, people aren't smooth with it. You know, if you got somebody that's used to doing certain things, they know how to play that role.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So that's why
it's just
to let you know who it is versus keeping it to yourself or just not say nothing at
they
all.
Don't. They
don't. Come on, dude. Yeah.
A friend of mine's, well, we not that tight. At one time was real tight. He used to drive my car. And his first two daughters ran up on me at the mall. And I've been like an uncle to them all my life. I knew them 15 years before I met the wife. And Donna had rocks in her jaws, you know. She upset because she didn't know who they was. I didn't know she had seen them. I didn't know she had seen them when they ran and hugged me. She waited till we get home. 12 o'clock that night, and go ask me who was them bees I was hooked up with. Didn't get a confirmation right then. I could just tell you that's D.D.'s daughter. You see what I'm saying?
Right. Thank you.
So
that's my point. That's what
confirm
I see. Now, that's what I mean right there. Could just be a misunderstanding who they call you.
Misunderstanding.
They don't even know the relationship or what was going on. They assume.
That's why I say they should go ahead and
tell
you.
Right.
If
that's what I'm looking for.
They don't even say anything.
Yeah. That's what I'm looking for. Good report.
If they can't
I'm finna close y'all up.
Anything.
I'm finna close y'all up because I got another quick one I'm gonna do because everybody might want to listen to this game and we ain't got nothing going on. Don't y'all go nowhere yet though, just in case if we ain't got nothing going on, they might want to go look at this game here. I really don't want to look at it, but if ain't nothing going on this show, I'm gonna go look at it because, like I say, I'm prejudiced. I really want. I believe Michigan's gonna win, but if they don't watch out, that old boy from Washington get loose there. It might be something else. But anyway, it's another question dealing with racing. I need to bother you, Flop. Brother D, I ain't over you. I see you just hit the one button again, I think, but I ain't over you now. I need to talk to Flop if Flop indulge me. Flop, I need to use you, Flop, and I'm begging. I'm asking today, and I am asking. Flop, Flop, hit the one button if you can, Flop. If you can't, hit one button. If you can't, text me and let me know you can't, because I don't want to ask this question but one time, and then if you answer it, then I won't have to keep repeating it or trying to look for no answers for this. So, Flop, if you're available, Flop, hit the one button. If you're not, text me and let me know so I can try to get somebody else. I'm still waiting on Flop to hit the one button. And Brother D, if you got Ryan on and Ryan want to act a fool tonight, and I hear 6 Mile Randy supposed to be getting a card and coming back, and he ain't busted grape in 4 or 5 years, but that's another story. Man, come on, man. Y'all be wanting to have some entertainment on the show, but if I don't get no participation, I can't have no entertainment. I don't want to. I can use Gina to start it off, and I can get the hell out of here, but, you know, I can't use Brother D because, you know, he talked too long, and he talked too damn slow, so, you know. Yeah, I can just ask Gina then. Okay. I'll ask Gina. It's the head with y'all. Gina, you there, Gina?
Oh, I'm here.
Gina, I'm going to ask you a question. This is a racing question here. And it came up, and they woke me up with it this morning, and it happened yesterday at the racetrack. What do you explain to me what you think the difference between being in the lanes at 5 o'clock and race ready at 5 o'clock? Could you explain that to me? Being in the lanes at 5 o'clock versus race ready at 5 o'clock.
All right. Being in the lanes at 5 o'clock means I can be in the lanes, but if it says be race ready, I'm supposed to be in my car and strapped in my car, ready to go.
Okay.
That's what it means.
Do you consider them the same thing, or are they two different things?
It's two different things, because I could be in the lane standing on the outside of my car or sitting up there talking to another driver and not in my car ready to go. If they tell me to come, let's go.
Hold on. Let me
if
see
I have to go get
Leon,
in my
yeah.
car, that means I have to get ready.
Legal Leon. Legal.
What's that, Dal?
What is there a difference between in the lanes at 5 o'clock and race ready at 5 o'clock? Explain that, what that mean to you, Lickett. Explain what that mean to you.
That both of them parts is different. If I tell you in the lane, race ready to go, that means I'm going in the lane and I'm going to be sitting there with my helmet on, my gloves on, strapped in, waiting for them to pull me out there in the water box. I ain't going to be standing outside chitty-chatting. And I'm going to be strapped in, race ready to go.
Okay. All right, I'm finna close you up, Leon. You got a little noise back there. Gina.
Uh-huh.
Brother D, I know you're over there itching to get in there, but you ain't getting in there, Brother D. You'll be tomorrow. Gina, what gray area do you see with being in the lanes at 5 o'clock? Do you see a gray area there, or is there a gray area?
Well, people can look at it any kind of way. If you tell me to be in the lanes, I could say, you know, well, I was in the lanes. You know, at 5
mm-hmm.
o'clock. But like I
mm-hmm.
said, to me, if you tell me to be race ready, that means I have to be in my car strapped and ready to go.
All right. That's enough. Legan, where you at? Legan.
Yeah.
You see a gray area. Me and you both be racing. And then you just tell me, we set a time, but you just tell me to be in the lanes at 5 o'clock. Is that a gray area in that, just be in the lanes at 5 o'clock, Legan?
Yeah, it's a gray area in that.
Talk to me.
How you going? You tell me being in the lane at 5 o'clock. You just tell me being in the lane at 5 o'clock. And that ain't that ain't I'm telling when we going to race. You just tell
on,
me being in the lane at 5 o'clock.
There you go. That's what I'm talking about. Now, Gina, the reason I asked for the gray area, because when you just tell a joker, me and Leon, when I said being in the lane at 5, now, if I just said that, Leon might think, okay, we racing at 5. When I say that, I might think we say we racing at 5. But if I just said be in the lanes at 5, say the track closed at 10 or 11. Well, if I can come in the lane at 5 o'clock, I can go home and get me something to eat, go to the store and everything else and come back.
Mm-hmm.
You tell me what time we going to race.
Yeah, that's
I can do
true.
All
I
that shit.
Yeah. Yeah, that's true now. I got you.
Yeah.
But
you
I was
know,
in that
now,
person like
get,
you were saying,
let me, Let me get somebody to give me a headache. I'm gonna see if he's gonna give me a headache. Is he gonna be straight? Brother D, come on mute and tell me what you think about what we just said. Then I'm gonna elaborate a little bit more before I get out of here. Brother D, come on and tell me what you think we just talked about. You don't have to wait till he get off mute. You know he ain't that bright. It take him a while to get off mute.
Are you calling me though? Are you calling me?
No, you didn't hear the question, did you? Yeah, I just want to know what you think about that question.
I heard the question. I was doing what I know.
Come on with it.
You know,
now here comes Flop. I don't need it.
All
right, come on.
Yeah, but let me say this. It's really starting out. It started out really to be the same thing, but as always, racers know how to mess up a good thing, so they just mudged the water with it and made it a mess. Because telling a person to be in the lane at 5 o'clock and to be race ready at 5 o'clock is basically the same thing. You can't tell me what to do once I get to that lane at 5 o'clock. They may not call us till 8 o'clock, so you think I'm going to sit in this car and just wait till they call us up? It's a bunch of garbage.
All right, no problem.
But like I said,
okay,
then do what they normally do, mud it up.
All right. Flop, I needed you because I didn't want to say it at one time, and I needed you that time. Did you hear the questions or something, Flop, or was you busy?
No, I heard you, but I figured you would ask my twin.
Who's your twin?
You know that picture you put up.
No, Flop, No, man. No, the reason I asked that was because, you know, like I was going to explain, being in the lane at 5 o'clock.
Been bracket racing.
Yeah, Flop, you can come to the lane at 5 o'clock and set the track close at 8 o'clock. You go home and get you a hamburger, get you something to eat and all that stuff and come back. Hey, Flop, what's all that? That you breathing hard, Flop, or that the wind blowing?
That was the wind,
so,
I
know,
guess.
That was what I wanted to go and get off, and everybody kind of took care of it pretty good there. Them guys had a hell of a doggone argument yesterday about that and everything, and boy, they were sitting there. You know, one guy said he wanted his punk out money, and it was a mess. That's all. I'm opening everybody mic back over if y'all want to.
I saw the question, right, dog. Where you at? You replied they must be bracket racers or something. You know, a little bit of it online, so.
Now here come, Here two people I just asked for Flopping Kid. Now they just here come Kid just not coming on there. He know he probably been the first one hit the one button without me asking. What the hell you want, Kid? I don't even like you today.
Man, I was listening to that question, but I don't like to elaborate on no bullshit like that because it ain't nothing but a bunch of bullshit.
Oh, okay, see now, Kid. Now that's the problem right there. We got that's the problem. Just because you know it, somebody else might not know it. That don't mean it's a bunch of bullshit. It ain't bullshit just because they don't understand it. That's why we on these shows sometimes to explain it. And then you can't come in with that's a nasty attitude to come and say it's bullshit just because you know, Kid.
Hey, dog.
Yeah.
But I'm going to tell you this. A lot of racers play games. We used to be serious about this grudge racer stuff. So it's a lot of games playing B. So until you start gambling and being gambling like gambling's supposed to go, if you locked in a race, you still be being in them lanes, race ready to go. And don't need a lot of gagging. Strap in, go and pull your cop in, strap in and set in that car and be ready to go.
Let me tell you how you can eliminate one of them. Let me tell you how you can eliminate that being in the lanes at 5 o'clock shit. Let me tell you. Me and Flop lock in. Somebody got a lot of noise, so put your phone on mute because you got a lot of noise back there. And I know who it is, but I'm gonna ask you to put your phone on mute.
Ain't nobody on my phone. I'm by myself.
Okay, if it ain't you, you ain't gotta say
okay.
If it ain't you, just don't worry about it. Okay, me and Leo unlock in for 5 o'clock. Me and Leo unlock in for 5 o'clock. Raise ready. I ain't gotta tell Leo he need to be in the damn lane at no damn 5 o'clock or whatever. We locked in the race ready at 5 o'clock. Leo and Paul already know that. So why the hell I gotta tell him well be in the lane at 5 o'clock? If he ain't there, I'm gonna get my park out money. So you can knock out one of that bullshit about in the lanes at 5 o'clock. Why you got to tell me to be in the lanes at 5 o'clock when we supposed to be race ready at 5 o'clock? Y'all can talk to me about that if you want to. But you see, Kid, I ain't jumping on you, Kid. But what I'm trying to tell you, like Leon just said, a lot of guys play games. Some of these guys are smarter than other guys. Just because some guys don't know this, Kid, just because you know it don't mean he's a dummy. He just don't know it, Kid. Because there's a lot of games.
Mm-hmm.
Played.
Yo.
That's
hey,
what
dog.
It's all about, playing games. I don't have time for playing no games.
You
hey,
might
dog.
Not, but he might do. Yeah, Flop.
Yeah.
Tell
yeah,
you, Flop. In the lanes about 5 o'clock, because I'm going to want to turn my spare ribs over on the bone side down after about 15 minutes. I'm going to just bring my grill to the staging lanes. I'm going to have a kid over there ready to serve rib sandwiches and all of that. So, you know, I'm going to be having my mechanic service my car, go over the valves and do an oil change all in the lanes at 5 o'clock. So
that's right. Yeah. We had a guy, like I told you, we had a guy say in the lane about 30 times. That man came in the lanes and changed his whole transmission. We had a guy change his whole motor. We had a guy just bring his damn the front end of his car in there. We had all kind of bullshit going on. You got to be specific with this shit when you do it, man. You got to be specific with this shit, man. These guys got all kind of tricks. But anyway,
all kind of gimmicks.
That game come on tonight. If y'all gonna watch the game tonight, if y'all got anything to say about it, the people up there in the north with Michigan
that's
playing, they might have
right there,
them.
Dog.
Huh? Yeah. Well, I know that.
That type
I don't
of
want
stuff
you to answer
right
because
there
I know
is
what
wrong
you're
gonna
say. Be quiet, D. I don't want you to answer that question because you're gonna say some rough stuff, and I don't want you to say it. Don't say it. Yeah, I know. Don't say it though. It's just a discussion. We just having a discussion. Juice Man, what you want, Juice Man?
I got to say, I got one thing to say, dog. I got one thing to say. I ain't going to be rough with it. 4 out of 5, dog. 4 out of 5.
Who playing? Alabama and Michigan or what?
I had to close Juice Man back up. He hit the one button without knowing.
Yeah, kid, I like Alabama tonight.
Did you hear me, dog? No, did you hear me?
No, I didn't. Go ahead.
4 out of 5, dog.
No, I didn't hear you. Go ahead.
4 out of 5, dog. 4 out of 5. 4 out of 5. That's all I got to say. 4 out of 5.
No, it ain't. It's 5 out of 6.
What? I done missed one? That man
lost yesterday. They lost yesterday, too.
Yesterday.
Good God. Can he buy a win? Do we have enough money to pay for a win?
Well, the good thing about it, and I told everybody this morning on the morning show, it don't make no difference by nobody now. As long as you made it to the dance, you got a clean slate.
Mm-hmm.
Right now, everybody.
Man, that man going to
Everybody
0-0. You're right about that. That man going to be a first-round knockout. They can't buy a win right now.
Well, you mean me
well,
better,
the same, I can say the same thing. I got a strong possibility Green
Why
Bay got to knock Dallas out, too. Strong possibility Green Bay to knock Dallas
out. But see, the only difference, though, Dallas wasn't being brocketacious. That man was on there talking boo-coo-doo-bit out of me.
I can't even get him on the phone.
You
can't accuse the whole team of what one man was saying. You can't accuse the whole team.
I wouldn't talk to the whole team. I'm already accusing him. I would talk to him.
Well, I might be him
and him only.
I'm gonna leave him alone. He a carpenter. He a carpenter trying to build a house with no nails. He ain't got no nails.
Oh man.
No nails and a broke hammer. Good God Almighty. Yeah. Every other team.
706-6376. 706-6376. Who we got?
Mr. Willis, I got a serious question. And then I'm just a fan.
I'm just a fan. Okay, just a fan.
What's your name, sir?
I got a serious question, and then I just want to throw some stuff in the game. I've been listening to the show for about 3 years, but it seems like for the last couple months, I ain't heard nothing from Mr. Tim House. Is he okay?
Tim House is okay. He said he's coming back. He's getting ready to retire. He might have already been retired. He did say he was coming back. Tim House is okay.
Okay. All right. That was my serious question. My second question is, everybody on the phone listen, who do y'all be watching on YouTube, and how do y'all feel about the Old Man Garage, and who got the best racing content on YouTube? Now I'm going back on YouTube.
Who got the best what on YouTube?
Like the racing content, what we need to be watching on like YouTube, like who got the best racing content? Do y'all
everything on TV, YouTube, Tubi, Netflix, and everything is subjective. It's what you like. There's no such thing as who got the best. It's whatever you like.
I used the wrong word. What's some good channel stuff for everybody to like? Forever Grudge. Y'all watch Jim and Dale?
Again, Forever Grudge have a good coverage. Some people like his coverage because he gonna get
y'all
there.
I'll be on Forever Grudge and
well, hold on. Okay.
KJ,
why you gonna ask a question? Why you ask a question?
Hold on,
question, but you won't let nobody answer. You won't be quiet.
Okay, I'm gonna go on mute. I'm finna listen.
As soon as we start answering, you started talking too, so you can't never get your answer. But I mean, that's no problem. I used to do the same shit and I still do now. But Forever Grudge does a good coverage because he's gonna stay there and cover everything. Some people, like SLM and some other people do, it all depends on what you like. Some people like even some of the stuff I do. When I do it, because I go in the pits and get the bullshit.
Willie
Dog, talk,
AJ Films.
Yeah, everything, yeah. Yeah. It all depends on what you like, what's your flavor. And the good thing about it, if you don't like one, you can go to the other. That's the good thing about it. So come on back in there, 6376. You still can talk. I just, you know, when you ask a question, you gotta let us ask it before you come back and jump on me. Come on back in there. That was a good question. If anybody understood what you were trying to ask.
Doc, I just like listening to the show, man. I'm back on mute.
I appreciate you, baby. I mean, you know, like I said, you know, you got thin skin. You might not want to come on here, but as long as you can take the bullshit, you all right.
That don't sound like Mario a little bit.
No, it sounds, yeah, damn sure sounded like it. Damn sure did. Damn sure did.
Y'all
got
anything
else?
Me and you done met a couple times. We were waiting at the mechanic house one morning, and then I seen you at the Waffle House. You and Tony one night. I was riding the motor. That's what it is. But I'm a fan.
If
I just
see,
listen.
If you seen me and Tony at the Waffle House, that been damn near 10 years ago.
Tony outran Richard Disher at the track that night. House of Hoops.
Oh, okay. That was the night he whooped Jamie and them too, didn't it?
Yes, sir, but I'm back on mute, man. I'm just a fan.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Me and Tony was. That's right. We was at the station. I know now who you are, man. Pajo,
okay.
You got that noise still, Pajo. Yeah, that's right.
Yes,
me and Tony was at the Waffle House that night. Yeah, me and Tony was. Pajo, you got that noise, Pajo. Yeah. All right, we got anything else y'all want to cover right quick? If y'all don't.
You still here? I took out.
Yeah, I know. When I open your mic up, though, soon as I open your mic up, I heard that old static like you wailing or some shit.
I just got off. I was on mute when you on my mic. I just got off mute. You still hear it?
No, I don't.
Okay, then. Let me tell you one thing. Accountability. I'm trying to tell y'all, Fletcher said the playoffs are going through Philadelphia. Is it going through Philadelphia?
I don't know. I can't predict the future.
No, he said. No matter, he said the playoffs are coming through Philadelphia. San Francisco got the number one seed. Dallas got number three. He needs the back tie.
Yep.
Hold on. He needs the back tie in the playoffs. All I want him to do is honor. If I get that contract and he there, I want that back tie. That's all I got to say. I'm done with it.
What does the back tie got to do with the football game?
He needs a back tie right now. Somebody need to get him a back tie.
No, he needs more than that. Hey, somebody got a TV playing in the background. Could you just put your phone on mute, please?
He said the back tie. Fletcher told him he's going to give him. That's why he's saying the back tie. Fletcher needs everything in drag racing. Two times.
You need more than that. When you're right, you're right. I mean, ain't no defense against the truth. When you're right, you're right.
I would have rather know if he had came back on. But he was so braggadocious when they was 9-1. And now he can't find him.
He was 10-1.
But Brother D, I got to take a page out of your book.
I heard you say numerous times, when can you brag? You supposed to brag when you're winning. You supposed to brag.
Now, you're right. It is a page of my book. But I also have the second page of that. Don't hide when you're losing.
You said that too, and I agree. That's why I don't really want to call it because... You got it. That's right. You was on there talking big stuff when you was in. Now you done got beat to death. Well, he did say I ain't calling him. I didn't call him, but I did tell y'all that was on me. I don't like to really step on a man when he's dying. And right now, that's his job. That is his profession, and I didn't want to dog him out. So that was me. I didn't call him. Now if somebody else called him, I ain't got nothing to do with that. I didn't call him.
I don't want to rag him too bad. I just want to give him just a little bit.
I want to get him too, but I just can't do it because he made me lose my money too. I lost my money too now.
Hey, I'm going to tell you what make it hard to get him. What make it hard to get him is that you want him to win and lose at the same time.
Bittersweet. Bittersweet.
That's it.
Well said. Anyway, that game, you know, the game might not get good today.
The game might not get good to the second or third quarter, so y'all got anything you want to talk about, you go, bring it on in there. If you don't, I'm finna go on in and get cozy because it's going to get cold tonight. It's going to get raining tonight. Who said, right on, who said that? Who said that about the game?
Roll Tide.
Who said
Roll
that?
Tide. Me? Roll Tide.
Roll Tide. Man, your damn team didn't even make it to the goddamn the top 50.
Fuck
so what the fuck
game.
You talking about?
I'm Alabama. What are you talking about? Sucker?
Motherfucker. Can't you ain't no Alabama juice. That's juice, man. You ain't no Alabama, you faggot motherfucker.
Damn. Yeah. Dog, did I see that?
You got to realize. Oh, Lord. Here come Lil Will. Lord, I know that shit. I know that shit.
We need to talk about man in 2 weeks now. You know what I'm talking
about?
We need to highlight it.
You talking about Fletcher?
Yeah, we need to highlight each other. Yeah, we need to highlight each other.
Hey, I tell you what I'm gonna do, Will. I'm gonna tell you what I do. I got a soft 100 that Philadelphia go for admission, go for Detroit.
Yeah, I'm not gonna bet that because they got an easy motherfucking game.
You a pussy. You a pussy, man.
Fucking Tampa Bay. Them bitches.
You doing it? You doing the same? You doing the same shit Fletcher doing? You doing
the
same shit Fletcher doing, motherfucker? Hey, I just told
you,
it don't make no difference.
Team with the worst record.
Hey. How they easy? How you ain't easy? Then the goddamn it, how you easy?
That's the worst fucking division it is.
Man,
bet on that fucking second round, boy.
If your team bad, they bad, bitch.
How about them Lions? That's all I got to say. How about them Detroit Lions? How about them?
Yeah.
The motherfucking Detroit Lions.
Y'all seen that Pipe Shop gangster and that New Orleans Atlanta game?
Yeah, I saw that. Yeah. Wheelchair mad now. Wheelchair got mad and got out the wheelchair when that shit happened. But the man said the team wanted to get eight. The team made a damn touchdown. So the coach told them to kneel, but they said, hell no, the team voted that we wanted to get out, man, a touchdown. And that's what they did.
That's the price out game.
Now, Lil Will, you ain't no real team player, Lil Will. If the Detroit is your team,
dog,
come on, man, with the noise, man. Yeah.
I thought everything was coming through Philly. I just got to ask you, is everything still coming through Philly? Everything got to go through Philly. That's what the man said. That's what he said.
I don't know.
They're not going to even get a playoff
everything
game.
Everything don't come through Philly because they're not the division champs. So, no, they ain't coming through this.
They're not going to be at home at all in the playoffs. That's all I want to ask.
That don't mean shit.
Man, don't
like
baby me that nigga. Get that nigga on the phone.
Everybody record is 0-0.
Get him on the fucking phone.
I'll not get him on the phone. That man at his job, getting ready to go to work tomorrow.
That nigga said his phone is always on. We can call him. We need to holler at each other.
I ain't
stop
calling.
Babying
him. I'm not calling.
Man, I can't believe you, man. You're terrible, man.
Hey, I can't believe you bragging on Detroit.
You bragging
on Will. You bragging on your team and scared to bet with him. You bragging on your team.
I bet with my team against the Lions. What you want to bet?
Your team.
Boy,
and look here. Your team is the division champion, one of the best records in the NFL.
I will bet
you
against
them
with my team against the Chargers.
They got a
boy,
hard game. They got a hard
everybody
game.
Everybody know the 4th, 5th,
you are certified, genuine. You a certified genuine bitch.
You heard what I said. What you want? I bet against the Lions and Chargers. What you want bet? Come on.
Detroit won't make
give a
it
fuck.
Two rounds.
Thank you, Pop. I don't give a fuck about Detroit and the Chargers. All I want to do is bet you that Philadelphia go for the Lions. If you want to bet, let me know.
God damn it.
Otherwise,
why is you protecting
there,
this motherfucker
go,
up? You let him get on here and brag, and everybody got to go through Philly. Philly, why you let him get on here and brag, but you won't get on his ass now?
I can't.
Let somebody get on that ass.
That man a grown man. I don't let him do nothing. That's a grown ass man.
Let if it was anybody else, you would let him brag their ass.
Then you
let
get
us
on talk
here
to
him.
And talk this shit now.
Detroit won. Man, you get on here and you talking the same shit and scared to bed, too. You said you were the same.
Let me just holler at him one time, dog. Let me just talk to him for 2 minutes, man. I promise I ain't going to get out of line. I promise, man. I promise, dog. Hey, no. up. I promise I won't get out of line.
Holler at it one time, man.
I promise you I ain't going to say nothing out the way to him, man.
No, don't the Chargers play Detroit? Don't the Chargers play Detroit?
No.
Who
play Detroit?
We play the
Who y'all play?
Chargers out of it. We play the Rams.
Oh, who y'all? Oh, the Rams. I'm about to hit the Rams. Y'all might get fucked up by the Rams.
It might be. We might. Hey, but there's a good chance. I ain't ducking.
Flop. Hey, Flop.
How about them Cleveland Browns?
Flop. What Flop is got there? Flop.
I hear you.
Tell that man, hold up. Tell that man every team that's in the playoffs, tell them what their record is right now, Flop.
0-0.
Thank you, Flop. Come on, Will.
A lot of them motherfuckers are putting up banners, though. You know that, right? Most of them teams, about four of them putting up banners in their stadium. You know that, right?
Well,
Detroit
won
the Super Bowl.
Detroit ain't never been past the first round of the playoffs, man. They can stop that shit.
Shit, it's damn near about the first time they got there in so long they done forgot how to even come here.
But what they got to do with the price of tea in China? What about right
Net.
Now?
Net.
What about right now?
Right now, they won't make it. They real good right now, but they won't make it past two rounds in the playoffs.
I predict Detroit and the Dallas Cowboys be at home watching each other after this week over.
That's how you feel, dog. Hey.
Mm-hmm.
I got a foul coming on that first round.
I said I was busy.
I can't believe you protecting this motherfucker. Leon, what you called me for, Leon? This motherfucker protecting this motherfucker.
God. You said you want to get on if they got on, so shit.
I want to holler at that man.
You have to do it after the game, Will. Wait after the game.
Hell no. We need to talk to that ass now.
If they lose,
we need to talk to them now.
Leon over there getting ready to get in his goddamn car, finna get ready to come to the staging lane. Why I need to go there and fuck with him now? Why do I need to fuck with him now? Why do I need to fuck with him now?
He was 9-1.
He was 10-1, sir. They was 10-1.
10-1.
10-1 after they lost Super Bowl. You hadn't heard from Fletcher all year.
Hey, Willie Dawg, I got one other question for you. We got some a guy. They say you bought for a guy money. Did he get paid? One of your homeboys.
It ain't your fucking
bag.
It ain't your business. It ain't your business. It ain't your business.
Hey,
really
dog, but they called me looking for you.
Hold on. Get pounded. Hold on. I'm gonna show y'all. Y'all bitches got me mixed up with somebody.
Willie, it ain't nothing like they were just calling me.
Hold on a minute. I don't have to answer to a nobody, motherfucker. I told you, motherfucker, I live in a glass house.
I don't give a fuck.
I live in a glass motherfucker house. Y'all just be quiet. I don't like Michigan, and I don't like your motherfucking ass either, whoever you is.
He ain't worried about his own money.
Hey, I'm going to y'all be quiet for 1 minute. Just be quiet for 1 minute. Y'all be quiet for 1 minute. Hold on just one minute. That's all I need to do. Hey, Pine.
Yo.
When you call me about Snatcher's money, how long did it take you to get it, Pine?
Shit. Once I, 5 seconds after I sent you my cash out.
Thank you, sir. Now, Will, you got anything else you want to say, Will, you cock-sucking bitch?
Hold on, dog. They were just calling. They had been calling for some days for you, though. You wasn't there. So I said, dog, probably doing something. But
Brian, when you called me and told me the man was on the phone looking for his money, how long did it take for you to get that money, Brian?
5 seconds after I pushed that send, I said,
"You asked
he was finna. They didn't. I don't think nobody called him, Lou Will. Every time we got on the phone, Red kept saying, can you get Dog on the phone? Can you get Dog on the phone?
Yeah.
Bags that you're looking for.
Yeah. You got me on the
phone.
When
I called him, when I called Dog, Dog said, Dog, when I called, I don't know nothing.
Will y'all be quiet and let Pine talk, please? Will y'all be quiet and let Pine go ahead, Pine?
Red, when you text me and say, hey, man, can you get Dog on, bag snatcher won't looking for that money. I said, hold on. They was talking about something. I called him. I said, Dog, this nigga over here talking about you owe him some money. Dog said, I don't owe them bitch no money. I said, Bag Snatcher said he had a bet with somebody for $100. Dog said, yeah, I vouch for him. Click me in. So when Dog was like, man, I didn't tell you I had the man money. I vouched for him. Bag Snatcher said, well, you said you was going to do it. Dog said, well, send me your cash out. Bag Snatcher couldn't send him no cash out. I said, Dog, it ain't even no need to argue. I'll send you my cash out. Dog said, send it. I'll send it to you. I sent it to him 5 seconds later. Will Dog sent you $100 for body bag. That's what he called it. Body snatcher.
Yeah. Corey, you got out the phone good. I don't bullshit. If I vouch for something, if I stand for any shit, I'm a real man. It's them. You ain't got to worry about
hey,
me.
Hey,
I don't owe no black motherfuckers. I might owe a couple
hey,
white motherfuckers, but I don't owe no black motherfuckers.
Hey, what is
no,
how
he got,
much?
He got
yeah.
his money.
Can you call John Ye? I want to see about that money. He owes somebody. They want me to call him.
Good.
Oh,
God almighty.
Lil Will a pussy. He'll never get it. Daniel, he don't play suckers. Daniel, he don't play suckers.
This man ain't got a goddamn $2 yet.
Oh, man, not the 2 on 20.
But he over here. Daniel,
he don't play suckers.
Somebody else cash.
Why are you talking about me in your conversation, dog? I don't understand this. Y'all boys, man.
It's an open format.
I'm surprised y'all ain't watching the goddamn game.
Hey,
it's just not started, man.
Hey, Lil Will, Philadelphia don't want a Super Bowl. Detroit ain't never been to this. They ain't never been to this.
We always talking about the past, man.
Not the 39 years out.
You understand that? No, we can't keep bringing up the past.
Well, that's what you're doing.
Get hard.
Phone
got that
noise,
man.
Now.
You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah, I know what it is.
You hear me, dog?
What's that, brother?
What the fuck is that?
That's Pajo, man. Pajo working on something.
I got it. He made like
you
he was on
me with
his
ass. You heard what I said, dog?
What's that, man?
20 years ago, Kid Johnson would get hard, but it won't do nothing right now. You know what I'm saying?
Hey, hold on, Will.
So
Will, hold on, Will. How you know? How you know?
Hey,
watch this here. Since you said that, I'm going to bring up a grown man question. I'm going to see how many grown men we got out here. I'm finna bring up a grown man question, and it's a nasty. Pajo, why you call me a motherfucker, Pajo? Pajo, why you call me a motherfucker? I thought I was your homeboy. Why do Pajo call me a motherfucker? Yeah, I thought because that noise keep coming from his phone. He keep talking about it ain't. He keep talking about it ain't, but it is. But anyway, I'm finna ask a grown man question, and it's a nasty question. It's out of the ordinary, but I'm going to see you do a motherfucker with a motherfucker tell the truth. I told the truth, and they dogged me the fuck out. The question is, would you suck with... Hey, Juice, I'm going to close you right back there. Juice, don't hit the one... Juice, you keep hitting the one button with all that fucking noise. But anyway, the question was, would you suck a... I know what I'm going to do. I'm going to close all. Yeah. Pajo, you can kiss my ass. You can call me a motherfucker if you want, but every time I open your mic up, that fucking noise come back. Anyway, the question was, and it's a nasty question. I was only going to talk about it on the back line, but since these motherfuckers made like they real men, they asked the question, would you suck a dick? Ask the man, would you suck a dick for $400 million? I told the motherfuckers I will. For $400 million, I'll suck a dick in public and kiss the motherfucker too. Now, who else got something to say about this? Huh? Anybody else want to answer that? Gina, help me out, Gina. Gina, help me. Gina, help me out. They say I'm a punk.
I don't know how y'all don't be eating skin. The skin, I heard the skin on the apple, it has a coating of sugar on it.
Who would they have that? For $400 million, I suck his dick and kiss the motherfucker. So y'all can call me what you want to. You can look at me sideways. But, bitch, if them $400 million kiss my entire ass. Now. Shabazz, you and Pajo, my buddies, but y'all both can kiss my ass. When I open your mic up, I ain't hear nothing but all that road noise. When I open Pajo noise up, I don't hear nothing but that old static shit like he got them running a welding tube. So don't tell me. I'm going by what I know.
Pajo got a little shit going on. That mother winding up some shit.
Mister said, hell no, he can't do it. Cause y'all kiss my ass. I'm sucking that dick for $400 million. I don't give a fuck who see me. I don't care. You can put me on the front page. You can do it in public. And if the motherfucker want to, if he ain't too ugly, I might kiss the motherfucker on top of that for $400 million. You can kiss my ass. Uh-oh. Let me see. Just a fan answer. Hold on. Just a fan answer. Come on, fan. Just answer, fan.
All right. And I don't think that would make you gay, Mr. Willie. I just think that right there makes you. I think that makes you like money more than you like your pride.
Hold on. No, it ain't that I like my money more than I like my pride. Let me tell you the fucking truth, because I live in a glass house. There's a lot of motherfuckers out there, niggas, sucking dick for free. There's a lot of niggas on this motherfucker sucking dick for free.
But
so you can kiss the inside of my ass. If a bitch give me 400 motherfucking million, I don't give a fuck. Who see me suck that dick, I'm going to suck it for $400 million.
Uh-huh.
You kiss my ass. You motherfuckers out here, some of you motherfuckers right here listening to this show is sucking nigga dicks and getting fucked in the ass for free, for nothing. So you kiss my ass because I ain't ashamed to tell it. No, I ain't no fucking 400 million pennies, motherfucker. $400 million. God damn it. For $400 million, I kiss the goddamn... Shit, y'all talk that shit about you won't do it. Y'all quiet because you scared. Oh, you must be a punk because you some weak motherfuckers on this motherfucker. For $400 million. Shit, your niggas out here fucking dick for $50. So the fuck, you kiss my... I'm going to be quiet, y'all.
Lord, how much?
Say dog. They don't.
My snowballing, yeah.
They don't. Just take.
Yeah,
I'm gonna be cheering you on. I'm gonna be cheering you on because I know once you get that $400 million, I'll be straight. I'll be like, man, dog, suck that dick for that money. We straight. We straight.
Do you know what the fuck I can do with $400 million? $400 million.
I know, dog. Hey, you be like, God damn it, that's my dog. That's my dog. That's my dog. That's my dog. Y'all know
now, Tate, as long as you don't dog me out, Tate, I'm going to take care of you, Tate. As long as you, they're going to say, God damn, man, Tate, I've been the first nigga winning the, they're going to say, Tate, the first nigga winning the twos. Who's sponsoring him, dog? Yeah, dog sucking. Yeah.
Dog a bad motherfucker. You ain't going to even missing what you did to get that.
Tate, don't get me wrong, Tate. Tate, don't get me wrong. I know everybody out here always like to be manly and macho and all that motherfucking shit. Them same niggas that talking that shit about they wouldn't do it, to be the same niggas talking about they won't eat no pussy, they won't eat no ass. But I used to run a whole house, Tate, where we used to have them films hid, them cameras hid in the whole house. Some of the baddest niggas in the world with muscles and tattoos and the baddest bitches in the world get in there and be just like little bitches eating their assholes, sucking it. Talk about they tough. When they come out there, they tough. Oh, I fucked the shit out that bitch. The nigga dick when he get on hard. Now, see, I got to close you back. See, Pajo, I'm telling you, man, you know, you might, that bullshit come back. I got to close you back up, man. Juice man, you old. Hey, Tate. Where Tate went? I need Tate on there because Tate, my boy. Hey, all y'all done hung up? The show over? I cut this motherfucker off. I don't hear nobody. Anybody on here?
Oh, man.
6376. But you understand what I'm saying? Fan. I mean, 6376, you said you just was a fan. I ain't talking about brother fan. I'm talking about just fan. You just fan. brother fan is my religious brother. You just fan. But these jokers on here, all these tough motherfuckers on there, like they tough. These motherfuckers is bitches and hoes and everything else, man. They be in there licking asshole, dick won't get hard and all that shit. Talking about they come out there and fuck the shit out of hoe. Man, I done seen so many motherfuckers lay down like a fucking wet noodle. It ain't shame, man. Yeah. Now, I know a lot of motherfuckers on here trying to be tough and want to be gorilla and shit. Talking about they wouldn't do it. Motherfucker, I think for $400 million, goddammit, I might get the motherfucker pregnant if you want me to. Now, somebody sent me a fucking text just to show you how fucked up niggas is now. They sent me a text talking about some, would you let him fuck you in the ass for $400 million? I see somebody sent me a text. But that just showed to show you. That just go to show you, y'all, some faggot, homosexual motherfuckers, too. But I'm going to be honest again. For $400 million, I think I might have to grease my asshole. I think I might have to grease my ass, too. So y'all can think what you want about me, but you all can suck my dick.
Uh-huh.
For $400 million, I'm going to do whatever a motherfucker want me to do for $400 million. Whatever the fuck he want me to do, I'm doing it. I'm telling y'all that right now. You can call me a faggot. You can call me a punk. You can look at me like any way you want to look at me. Just look at me when you see me riding down in that motherfucking Ferrari and that goddamn it Lamborghini or whatever. Just look at me then. What a motherfucker told a motherfucker, would you suck at me? Nigga, I can go buy me some Colgate. I can go buy me some Colgate and some motherfucking scope. And you can kiss my ass.
Uh-huh.
Now, y'all talk to me. Anybody want to talk to me? I'm here to listen. Jim! Where you at, Jim? I know you don't want to, I didn't want to bring you into this dumb shit, Jim. But what, Jim, where you at?
Dog, I'm sitting over here laughing. I can't even answer. When you called me, I was too busy laughing. I said, well, damn, they ain't said how long you had to suck it, did they, dog? You can put that in, do
Gina,
it, and push it.
Gina, for $400 million, I might suck the motherfucker. I might like it. I don't know. I might like it.
Shut up, dog. Shut up. But I said, I'm over here about to choke on my damn cooker listening at you.
Man, dog, you need a YouTube channel, man. You'll get rich.
No, I'm just telling the truth, man. Y'all just motherfuckers that won't tell the truth. I'm telling you, I done seen some of the toughest, baddest motherfuckers in the world. Back in the day, had them tattoos and them muscles and all that shit and the pretty hair and all that shit. Them niggas' dick wouldn't even get hard, man. Niggas' dick wouldn't get hard. I'm over there looking at the motherfuckers on film because I got the cameras in my whole house.
I got
them cameras. And I see, you know, they come out there. Well, I'm dying, man. I tell them, what's up, man? Thank you. I'm saying, yeah, right on, brother, right on. I said, you weak dick motherfucker. You limp dick motherfucker. Shit, don't tell me, man. I done been through it all. I'm a real nigga. I'm for real, nigga. Give me 400 motherfucking million. Y'all can put the bitch on YouTube, Netflix, Tubi, whatever the fuck you want to put it on. I don't give a fuck. I'm sucking that dick for them $400 million. I'm doing it, and I don't care who know it. I don't care what you call me, because whatever you call me, I can buy whatever I want then. I buy pussy anyway. If y'all buy pussy anyway, with $400 million, woo! How many bitches you think that's going to come to me, think they're going to get some free money? They're going to give me the pussy. Somebody talk to me if I'm lying. See, y'all bitches quiet because you're shame, and you know I'm telling the fucking truth. You don't want to admit it. My stepson just said, my stepson texted me and said, I'm right. He said he wouldn't do it, but I can't spot him for what he won't do. But he said, I'm telling the truth, though. And I'm talking about Mister. Mister said, goddamn right.
He
said
the truth.
Shit, don't tell me, motherfucker. I see motherfuckers out here for $100 do a whole lot of more shit for $100 motherfucking dollars. Shit, I seen a motherfucker suck a dog dick for a $20 rock. When I was slinging rope, we used to get this bitch out here and make her suck a dog dick. She sucked the dog dicks for a rock. $20 rock. Tell me what a motherfucker want to do.
That dope make a motherfucker do something, though.
You're damn right. Shit, you kiss my ass. I'm just telling you for real. Thank you, kitty. Man, for $400 million, motherfucker, you out there buying false teeth and putting them on false ass teeth in your mouth and all the rest of that shit. For $400 million, bitch, I can get me a whole nother mouth. You kiss my ass, okay? I suck your dick. So what? Sucking your dick, you like sucking your motherfucking thumb, you dumb motherfucker. For $400 million, shit. Shit. For $400 million, bitch, I could buy you and put you in a motherfucking cage and make you suck my dick.
Hey, Willie Dog, what kind of goddamn car seat my rent bring
up? Man, I don't give a fuck. I don't want to talk about no has-been motherfucker. Let him come on there and talk about his motherfuckers there. I ain't going to promote no has-been motherfucker. Fuck 6 Mile Randy, 7 Mile Randy, 8 Mile Randy, and Young Money Racing.
Oh, man.
Yeah,
what a mess
you
guys
did. Yeah. Well, get them on the phone and talk about it. I'm going to get out there and go watch the game, y'all, if anybody else got none. So y'all got me to come on here and entertain y'all. Hey, look, bitch, if you don't want to watch the game, that's on you, you broke bitch.
Fuck them weak motherfuckers.
All right, well, you can't keep the show going, Juice. You can't keep the show going.
What the fuck, Pine? What kind of goddamn costume am I renting
out here? Pine over there watching the game with his faggot ass. Pine fat ass over there watching the game. I'm finna go watch it, too, because I get tired of entertaining you niggas, and y'all niggas don't believe it. But y'all know I be telling the truth. Y'all know I'm telling the motherfucking truth. Some of y'all
hey,
motherfuckers...
Hey,
Bill,
you already
something,
Nick. Huh? Motherfucker from Michigan and Wilson ain't got no business.
Hey, kid. Hey, kid.
Yeah.
How much would you take to suck a dick, kid?
Shit, about... I would say the same $400 million.
Okay, thank you, kid. Because I want to wait to the motherfucker saying, I ain't going to do that for no $400 million. You're right.
She would
do it for free, you pussy motherfucker.
See, with that $400 million, dog, that $400 million, I ain't got to know none of these motherfuckers on this phone.
Yeah, that's right. Thank you, kid. That's what I'm trying to say. I mean, I ain't admitting them no faggots. I'm just confident in my sexuality. See, I ain't no scared pussy motherfucker. I'm a real nigga.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a real nigga. If you don't want to know, don't ask me. I told you a lot of shit you don't want to know. Don't ask me if you don't want to know that. And I tell you. And any motherfucker on it with any sense. I mean, you know, I can't ask no woman because a woman's supposed to suck some dick. She's supposed to suck dick. But for $400 million, I suck his dick, her dick, and anybody else out there got a dick for them $400 million. If you give me $400 million, I'm sucking that dick. And I don't care who see me. And I keep saying it because I know you motherfuckers out there thinking the same thing. You just shame to say it. And ain't nothing wrong with that. 47. Ben, come on the phone. Ben, what you got there, Ben? Come on, Ben. I'm finna get out of here. What you got, Ben?
Oh, man.
$400 million.
Not solo.
I'm finna get
$400
million.
Huh?
Hey, where to go?
I'm going to get the $400 million. Ain't like I'm
finna start. Thank you, Ben. Thank you, Ben.
It's just like when you go get a woman, you're going to beat up all night. You're going to go get and do what you got to do and go home. I'm going to do the same thing and go on back home. I got $400 million.
Hey, 10 minutes here, Ben. What about them niggas out there sucking their old lady pussy? Somebody else just got through nothing in the motherfucker, and you out there eating their pussy.
Oh, man.
What the fuck you think you just did?
Like,
yeah.
Don't know what don't win at home. It's out there. They do it.
Nigga probably done sucked a whole lot of babies out of a bitch ass and don't even know it.
Don't even know.
Nah, and to be honest with you, what is a dick? A dick ain't nothing but a piece of meat. A dick ain't nothing but a fucking piece of meat. You're like sucking your fucking thumb. The only difference is it's got a hole in the end of it.
Oh, man, not the Polish sausage. Not the Polish.
Like with a woman, she always wants you to try to suck on your finger, don't she?
Yeah. Well, I didn't ask the question for the woman because the woman's supposed to fuck dick. A woman's supposed to fuck dick.
It's just reversed that
college
back. It'd be the same way.
Mm-hmm.
Motherfucker gonna get
them $400 million. I don't know what I did, but I'm here.
I'm gonna get them
$400 million. 848-843-0664. Come on in with it.
Hey, dog, how you doing?
Who is
this, Kizzy? It's Kizzy. How you doing?
What's up?
Now, I hear you talking about the dicks. So the same thing with the women. They sucking on a click. That's the same thing.
Oh,
with
shit.
Kizzy. Come on, Kizzy.
Oh, shit. Yeah, I'm
actually.
And
they do it for free, huh?
There's a lot of niggas out there, and a lot of niggas out there fucking dick for nothing. They fucking just to try to get a man. Yeah.
Right.
All
thing it is just smaller. That shit get hard too.
Yeah. Oh.
And they doing it for free.
Damn, kid. Damn, girl.
That kid's a bad actor.
She just tell the truth. She know when a dog a real nigga though. I'm just being honest, man.
That's right. I'm going back on mute.
All right, I'm gonna get out of here.
All right. Yeah.
All right, y'all. If y'all want to get at me tomorrow, or y'all, I know the morning show gonna tell my. Oh, I already told the morning show I'd do it, but we can't get on my ass. Anybody got anything else before we get out of here? Anybody got anything? For all that damn noise.
Hey,
you know, say something, hey, y'all.
All right. I miss you, baby.
Marvin Gaye, baby.
I miss you.
No, it's Marvin Gaye.
Ever since you went away,
talk to me,
thinking.
With my head in my. Yeah. Here you go.
A wise man always told me, if you look forward, you'll find it. Bad or good. So when I had some infidelity thoughts going on in my mind about my home, I got my little partner that stayed next door to watch my house while I went to work. So when I pulled back up, he had some news for me. He came to me and said, Mr. Bagger, I got somebody new to tell you. He said, somebody was cheating. Somebody's been cheating. But it ain't yours. Somebody been cheating, yeah, but it ain't yours. I said, then Mike, what are you trying to tell me, Mike? He told me it ain't always what it seems to be. And he told me that. Don't blame it on Jody. He's tired of taking the blame. Why you watching what Jody do? He creeping with Jane. Jane'll come to your house, yeah.
Around, why she do suck my dick, suck, suck my dick, did it suck my dick and get my balls a lick, did it suck.
Yeah.
If you stay, stay, darling.
Jackie Wilson.
Oh, shit. Hey, Gina. Hey, Gina. Gina.
I'm here.
Hey, Kenzie.
I'm here.
All right, I
oh,
know,
man.
I got you. I just want to make sure my girl's on here. Hey, Kenzie, you on here?
I'm here.
I'm finna play this here song. I want y'all to listen to the words, man. I'm finna play this song. I want y'all to listen to the words, but I'm gonna close everybody's mic. When this song go off, we finna get the hell out of here. But I want y'all to listen to the words, and I want y'all to understand it, because I might have a test tomorrow. You might win some money or some free tickets. Just listen to this song now. Just be quiet and listen to this song.
Somebody would come and ease my troubling mind. Oh, yes, I do. Why won't somebody come and ease my troubling mind? Somebody would come.
Brooklyn mine. Oh, yes, I do. I wish my baby would come and tell me everything's all right. Yeah, I sure wish my baby would come and tell me everything is still all right. Oh, yes, I do. They tell me when you tell somebody your troubles, trouble fly away from you. I'm looking for somebody. I can tell my troubles too. Why won't somebody come and ease my troubling mind? Yeah, I sure wish somebody would come and ease my troubling mind.